Funpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Willkommen zur 231. Funpod-Ausgabe, sagt Michael. Dies ist das letzte Interview, das ich von der Konsulfood 2018 in Faro veröffentliche. Dort traf ich einen ganz außergewöhnlichen jungen Mann aus Indien, der seine Karriere als Pilot an den Nagel gehängt hat, um als Sozialarbeiter die Lebensbedingungen der ländlichen Bevölkerung im Bundesstaat Madhya Pradesh zu verbessern. Bei Janak McGilligan, die wir aus unserer Sunport Episode 181 kennen, hat Raghav Deostele vor 3 Jahren in einem Lehrgang zur Nutzung der Sonnenenergie seine ersten Solarkocher und Solartrockner kennengelernt, die er seitdem einsetzt. In unserem Gespräch erzählt er uns seine Geschichte und berichtet speziell über seine Erfahrungen mit dem Solartrockner, über seine Möglichkeiten, aber auch über die Schwierigkeiten bei der Einführung.
I'm Raghav Devastele and I'm from India. I'm a trained commercial pilot from the United States of America. But my inclination always has been to work towards the betterment of the society. So I've given up that field, and now for the past 8 years I've been working for the community, basically as a social worker at various places. I have taught the visually impaired students. I have been working towards solar energy, and I was 3 years as a volunteer in Uttarakhand after the 2013 floods. Mm-hmm. And for the past 1 year, I've been working with an NGO called Narmada in Madhya Pradesh state of India. It's on the banks of Holy River Narmada. And I have been working towards solar technology, rural technology, where focus has been on using solar energy for betterment of the society. Mm-hmm. I have been trained at Janak Palta McGilligan, Janak Didi's place in Indore for a week in solar cooking and solar drying, and have been using solar cookers and dryers for more than 2-3 years now.
Okay. What was your first contact with solar drying and cooking?
My first contact, I saw a solar cooker at Janak Didi's place around 4 years back. I saw the Fennel cooker, I saw the box cooker, I saw the Scheffler, I saw the Celestino cooker, and even the solar dryer at a rooftop. And I thought that yes, this can be a solution to the energy crisis we are facing all over. Mm-hmm. Solar energy is free. Mm-hmm. And for a country in the south of Asia, in my country, India, and especially my state, there is a lot of sun. Sunlight for 300 days in a year, and temperatures go up to 45 degrees Celsius, 50 degrees Celsius in the summers. So yes, this can be a very nice option. Mm-hmm.
When you saw it and thought it could be a good help, what happened next?
Very first thing what I did is I purchased a solar cooker for my home, and I gave it to my mother, who runs the kitchen.
What kind of cooker was it?
It was a box cooker. Mm-hmm. It was a box cooker. And my mother runs the kitchen. Then we went through the manual. We started doing experiments. And say within 15 days or 20 days, she was a regular at it. She was an expert at it. Mm-hmm. And we used to boil almost everything. We used to roast almost everything. And then use the normal gas stove for just giving it a... to fry it, to saute it. Mm-hmm. We used it for, my mother still uses it. Mm-hmm. She is very efficient. And then looking at us, our neighbors also purchased the box cooker. They also started using it.
Could she cook everything what she cooked before, now with the box cooker?
Yeah, for the boiling part, boiling the vegetables, boiling the soup, boiling the rice, maybe roasting the wheat or roasting, there is a thing called rava we use for making a lot of dishes. Mm-hmm. It was perfect. Mm-hmm. And we cooked for 2 times in a day.
Oh, yes.
For the lunch and for the dinner.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. And I think she still uses it until today.
Yeah, she still uses it.
Yeah. Okay. And go on with your story. What happens next then?
After the training program at Janak Didi's place, me and my colleague Shankar, mm-hmm. who's with me here, Shankar Kevat, we thought that, yes, solar dryers can be a good option because our region, we are operational in the Nimar region of Madhya Pradesh, southwestern on the banks of River Narmada. Agriculture has grown up tremendously over the past decade because of the improved network of canals through dams.
Mm-hmm.
Irrigation facilities have improved, but the other side to it is that though the irrigation facilities have improved, post-harvest losses are there because
yes.
Sometimes the farmers do not find good rates at the market. Sometimes they do not find proper transport facilities.
What do they grow in this region?
My region is famous for chilies.
Okay,
Scoville of the chili is very famous.
Oh, yes.
And
very hot.
Yeah, very hot. Very hot.
Yes.
And tomatoes. Uh-huh. Some farmers grow tomatoes. But
yeah.
Mostly it is wheat, soybean and cotton. But yeah, chili and tomatoes, there are farmers. And,
okay.
Once they have to throw it, they throw tons of tomatoes just on the street just to rot.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no transport or maybe there are no proper rates.
Yeah.
Taking it to the market is more expensive than
yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. letting it to rot. So we saw at many places in the villages on various farms that so much of tomato is just rotting. So
and how did you start there?
We started, Shankar saw the solar dryer, tunnel dryer on Janak Didi's place. Then
yes.
out of interest, he fabricated one
uh-huh.
at our ashram in Lepa.
Mm-hmm.
Then he presented it at a state level science competition organized by the National Council for Education, Research and Training,
mm-hmm.
NCERT.
Yes.
It is a wing of the Government of India. Then.
And how were
the reactions?
Gold.
He struck gold.
Oh, yes.
He struck gold.
Yes.
He won the first prize. So, in the meanwhile, I was also researching on the internet about what kind of solar dryer should I manufacture to start off with. I saw many designs. He even fabricated a cabinet dryer, a small one, 5
mm-hmm.
kg one.
Mm-hmm.
Then after a lot of research on the internet, I found out about a solar dryer which was patented by the Bhabha Atomic Research Center in Mumbai in India. And then we talked to them. And then we had a technology transfer on stamp paper. We took the technology from them and then we fabricated 6 of these dryers at our ashram.
Mm-hmm.
And we started using them. We started using them in October of 2017.
Mm-hmm. And what are your first experiences?
Our experiences were nice. Even in the winters, we were able to dry tomatoes, chilies, spinach, fenugreek, lemongrass, basil, even
mm-hmm.
Some out-of-the-box product like cow dung-based incense cone. So we achieved success in drying almost everything.
For example, tomatoes, how long does it take to dry them?
In the winters, it takes around 2.5 days.
Yes.
In the summers, it might
and
dry.
And you have no problems with stain or something?
No.
No, nothing.
Unless it does not rain.
Ah, okay.
We don't have much.
You can dry everything.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, perfect. Do you only do it yourself or do others copy it?
Right now, in the Madhya Pradesh state of India, we are the first knowledge partners and we are the only fabricators of the solar dryer in Madhya Pradesh.
So, you dry it and then you sell it?
No.
Or how does it work?
So far, we have not hit the market. It is in-house use of the solar
okay.
dryer products.
Yes.
Not yet hit the market. We
mm-hmm.
started off in October only. And so far, we have been trying out different products. We have tried out sprouted green gram. We have tried out spinach, which was fantastic.
Yeah.
Fenugreek was fantastic to dry in that solar dryer. But we'll now... chili was nice to dry.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll now... our aim right now is to develop a product which can be dried in bulk, which dries quick.
Mm-hmm.
See, for tomatoes to match up with the market is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So... our focus is on a product which is easy to dry, which might dry even on a cloudy day.
Mm-hmm.
So that if we take this dryer to the village, what happens mostly, a technology is developed in a city, in a research organization. Its reception in the rural sector is entirely different because they have their own problems to deal with.
Yes.
So we face those problems.
Mm-hmm.
face those problems.
For example?
The farmers section, farming society of India can be divided into large farmers and small farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Where small farmers who have holdings of less than an hectare make up of almost the 85% of the farming society. They do not have savings to purchase a solar dryer. Larger farmers, holdings of more than 25 hectares, maybe 100 hectares, 200 hectares, does not have time and has enough money, so he's not looking to explore new avenues. The smaller farmer, he lives hand to mouth. His savings are few, so he won't purchase a technology. We are the cheapest fabricators, fabricating it for almost 450 euros. But even that is a big ask for him.
Yes.
And then he does not have time to spare also. Even if we give the dryer to him on loan or on lease or for free against some security, once he harvests his crop, he does not have time. Post-harvest, yes, he can drive. But we have only started now. So there will be many things which will unfold over the period of time to come.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But you are optimistic.
Yes, we are optimistic because we have seen in the other states of India, people have used this technology. Majority of them have been women from the rural sector who have developed their own source of income using a solar dryer. So yes, and if we have sun, we should use this technology.
And which crops are the most promising candidates?
Which are easy to dry?
Yes.
Chili is easy to dry.
Yeah.
Spinach. Any leafy stuff is easy to dry.
Yeah.
Tomatoes are a little, in the summers, they'll dry within a day because we have temperatures of 48 degrees Celsius. So it will be easy to dry. But summers, the tomatoes are expensive in the market. Tomatoes harvesting season is in the winter.
Yeah.
So chili, any leafy vegetable, bottle gourd would be a good option. And in India, we use papars made up of flour. Even what would I call that thing? It is padi. It is like a
bread
nugget. It is like a nugget made up of gram flour that is easy to dry. And that has a market in the cities. Sprouted green gram or any sprouted gram, which is easy to dry. We'll focus on that now.
Okay. And how do you approach or how do you get the interest of the farmers?
We have been using the dryer at our ashram. So, and our ashram is in the village. And mostly we have around 250 children who come to our school for education. So their parents come in and maybe sometimes we have some havans or bhajans at our ashram. So many people from the villages come in and we have visitors from every section of the society. So yes, they have their interest in this. They have their interest in this. But like I said, the small farmers, the very first question they ask us is how much does this cost?
Yes.
And which is obvious. We do not get surprised or shocked when they ask us this question.
Yes.
When we give them the reply, they say, no, we find it expensive to use.
Yeah.
So.
And is also the system of microcredits an option?
It might be. It might be. But more than that, self-help groups. Where say a 5 to 10 women or 5 to 10 boys from the village, they come together to start something. They can be the best users of this technology.
Ah, okay, fine. Thank you a lot.
Yes.
Good luck.
Okay.
Sunpod.
Der sonnige Podcast.
Positive Impulse für eine lebenswerte Welt, wie wir sie uns wünschen. Um neue Ideen bekannt zu machen, brauchen wir eure Hilfe durch Rückmeldungen und Unterstützung aus der Hörerschaft. Kommentare sind willkommen, entweder über den Blog www.sunpod.de oder per E-Mail. Die Kontaktdaten findet ihr im Bereich Die Autoren. Finanziell könnt ihr unser Ideenradio via Flatter, PayPal oder Überweisung fördern. Details hierzu findet ihr auf der Homepage www.sunpod.de im Bereich über Sunpod. Vielen Dank für eure Mithilfe.